Chapter 5. The black car stopped outside the airport building and a police officer opened the door. Helen Sandberg got out and went quickly inside. Upstairs in the control room, the chief of airport police, Inspector Holm, was waiting with a soldier. Helen's secretary, Michael, was there too.
"Good evening, Prime Minister," said Inspector Holm.
"This is Colonel Carter of the Special Commando Section."
"Good evening, Colonel."
Helen shook hands with the soldier and looked at him. He was a thin, tough-looking man, about 40 years old, with a brown face. His hand was hard and strong.
"I hope you know your job," she thought. "I may need you."
She looked out of the window. There was a large plane on the tarmac about 200 meters away. All its lights were on.
"Is that the plane?" she asked.
"That's it, Prime Minister."
"Right. Give me the facts. How many people are on it?"
Inspector Holm answered.
108 passengers, 5 crew.
"What nationalities are they?"
"There are 29 Americans, 15 British, 2 Brazilians, 2 Indians, and 1 Chinese. The others are from this country."
"I see. There are a lot of Americans and British then," said Helen quietly.
"That means trouble."
"Yes, Prime Minister," answered Michael.
"I'm afraid their ambassadors are on their way here now."
Helen smiled at him quickly. He was a good secretary. He usually knew what she was thinking. Both the American ambassador and the British ambassador were difficult people. She turned back to Inspector Holm.
"Tell me about the hijackers. What do they want?"
"We don't know how many hijackers there are, Prime Minister. But they have guns, we know that. And they want 3 things."
Inspector Holm paused and looked down at her.
He was a very tall man, and he looked very important in his uniform. Helen didn't like him much.
"Yes, well, what 3 things?" she asked quickly.
"Firstly, they say we must set free their 2 brothers from prison. You remember, Prime Minister, 2 men tried to put a bomb on a plane last year. They are in prison near here."
"I remember," Helen answered softly. "They're in prison for 30 years, aren't they?"
"I think so. Something like that."
The man paused.
"Secondly, they say we must refuel the plane because they want to fly to another country. Thirdly, they say we must put this in all our newspapers. It says they are fighting for freedom for their people. They are freedom fighters. They want to liberate their people."
He gave her a sheet of paper. Helen put it on the table. She did not read it.
"And what about the passengers?" she asked. "When will the hijackers set them free?"
"They say they will set most of the passengers free when their brothers are on the plane. But they want 10 passengers to fly away with them. They will set them free when they arrive."
"I see."
"There's one other thing, Prime Minister." Colonel Carter spoke for the first time. His voice was very quiet, almost gentle.
"They say we must bring the prisoners to the airport in 2 hours. If not, they will kill a passenger. They said this 1 hour ago."
"So we have 1 hour left?"
"That's right, Prime Minister. Just 1 hour.
Then they will kill the first passenger."
"I see."
Helen walked slowly to the window and stared out at the plane. It was still raining, and a strong wind was blowing. She turned round.
"Thank you, gentlemen. I will have to talk to them. But first I need a few minutes to think. Colonel Carter, Inspector, please go to the other room.
Tell the hijackers I will talk to them in 5 minutes. Michael, stay here. But...
Yes, madam.
Inspector Holm looked unhappy, but he went out slowly with the colonel. Michael sat quietly looking at her. He knew what she was thinking.
Have you got the passenger list, Michael?
Yes, Prime Minister. Here you are.
She picked up the list of names and looked at it carefully.
Oh, my God.
His name was near the beginning. She dropped the list, sat down at the table, and ran her hands through her hair. For a long minute, she said nothing. Then she looked up.
This is going to be very difficult, isn't it, Michael?
I'm afraid so, Prime Minister. Very difficult indeed.
Helen stood up and walked to the window, thinking hard. Outside in the rain, the American ambassador's car stopped by the door.